saying? Do you understand where I'm coming from with it?
I think it's 10 times worse than that. Trust me.
Right.
It doesn't, the video
doesn't. I understand your point. I understand your point with all of that.
Wait. Essentially, what's going to happen before is it's literally going to be her word against yours. If I'm being honest, what it's going to be is who sounds more believable. That's literally what it is. Because nobody was there, aside from obviously people, nobody was there. There aren't any cameras.
I got a witness who was there. I got a witness that was there that's coming to call. I've got a statement here for you.
That was there when
she was when it was all happening. Yeah, it's giving me a statement and everything. I've got everything for you. I've got loads of witnesses going to come to court and everything. They're all going to go against her.
You can't just show up to court with a witness, by the way.
No, I sent you your emails loads of times telling you I've got this witness statement. Please, can you submit? I've been sending you. I've got all the dates that I've been sending it to you.
All right. So in order for a witness to be admissible in court, I would need to take the witness. It would need to be sent as a Section 9 witness statement, which would then we would obviously send to the court, send to the prosecution. They would decide.
Can that be done, please?
They would. Pardon?
Can that be done, please?
If you can send me,
I'll send you a copy of it now.
Details.
Yeah, I've got everything here now.
And then I can contact them.
Okay, I can send you.
So when was the person there?
He was there on the second. Yeah, on the day that it happened, he was standing outside the block because there was lots of people there, yeah, that watched what happened in real life. And on the body cameras, the police...
In August or in January?
In this time just now, when she's made it all up, what I've done this time. Yeah, because the other tapes already proved that she lied. Yeah. This is for this time now.
In August, what friend or...
No, I don't. Like, this is just people that live on my estate. Loads of people went up to the police while I was there on the body cams. And they were saying, she's lying, they want to give statements. And the police were going, we're not taking them. And they refused to take all of the statements. That's why I'm saying, please, can you get the body cams of the police? Because you can see all the different witnesses saying, oh, this really happened, that really happened. But you are saying that the videos are dead link. And I'm saying, well, can you please get the case postponed while we go through the statement? I'll give you the statement of my...
No, so I can literally do a statement one day. All I need to do is call the person and take the statement from them. I just need to draft.
Am I going to go to prison for this?
No.
Am I going to be? Am I going to get a criminal record?
Even if you were found guilty, you would not go to prison. You would, however, have a criminal record.
I've not been in trouble for 25 years, and I'm just about to sue for my record. I'm trying to do everything. My whole life is dependent on staying away from this criminal record thing, and you know, I promise you. Man, I my whole record now, I'm claiming from 96 till today's date, they gave me all the insurance policies, £50 million each company. So they gave me £50 million times 10. So last year's public liability was £50 million, the year before. And the police done that, the council's done that, and all the rest of it. Now, I've had to give my reasons. That's why I subject access request all of this information from their computers. Now, I can prove my whole criminal record was frauded and who done it and all the rest of it. Then I'm allowed to claim for 10...
Saeed
is coming to give a statement. A gentleman called
Saeed. What's his name?
A gentleman called Saeed. I'll just get his statement here from here.
No, so I can't take that. I have to take a statement from that's what I'm trying to
but
say.
I've got
I
his deed. Yeah, but I've got it. I've got a copy of it, so I can send it to you. And he's got his address and all this. So I'll send you his
phone. No. All I need is his full name and his phone number. That's all I need. Or email.
I don't have an email. I'd have to get the phone number.
Phone number is what I would...
Shall I show you what he's gave me?
No, it's fine. I would need to speak to him myself and take a statement from him. I can't take a statement that's been from you.
Well, how can I send that? Can I just email you his phone number in a moment?
Yeah, you can just email me his phone number.
And I'll get his phone number now and I'll get him to go through.
Would you say
sorry? I'll get his phone number and I'll send that over to you, and then will you be happy to contact him in regards to it?
Yeah, I'm happy to contact him. Yeah, thank and you. I can take a statement thank from him. Yeah, that's fine. So he was there on the August
8th. Yeah, and there was multiple.
Well, he lives in the block?
Yeah, he lives on another block on the estate next door to this my block.
Okay.
2 minutes away. I'm here and she is about 10 feet away outside when I come out my front door to get my Chinese. So he was standing outside.
So what actually happened in August then? How did this...
I believe because of what happened in that video from January and me saying to her, go to horrific corruption, you're going to go to prison for what you've done. She's been looking at my website and she knows that she's getting in trouble. So on that day there, I won't go out in my corridor because of what they've done to me. If I ever show you the videos of what she does to me in my house, yeah? Like, I've got loads of them, yeah? And I've let my mum deal with it, and I'm not allowed to do anything or get myself in trouble. So now, I'm careful going into my corridor. On this day, I went out to go and get my Indian. I treated myself, yeah, to a massive Indian. And I was like, yeah, because I've got some coupons and all that as well. So I was like, yeah, I've got a bit too there anyway. So I've gone outside. I gave the bloke the money and the food. He gave me the food, sorry. And I've come back and I've realised the bag's really short. So I've run back out and I've called him. But my friend and all that's all outside. And we're all chatting anyway. Yeah? So now, but now the bloke has to phone up the shop. So the delivery driver stands outside and he can't get hold
what
of
it. What was it? There was food missing from the bag.
Yeah, and food missing from my Chinese. Have you not got my statement?
No.
I'm going to give you my statement, man. This is because this is what I'm not happy about. You've not got none of the files. So look, I'm going to send you a copy.
If you just say it to me now, just so I can write it down and I can send this to Andrew. So if he, go on, so you said you got yourself in YouTube.
I don't want to write it down like this. I want a proper statement taken. I'm not happy with it. I've wrote my statement down already and I'd like to give it to you as a legal binding document.
Okay, but I'm speaking to you. I'm having this frontal.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't want I need an appropriate adult, as you already know. And I've done a statement with my appropriate adult.
This is not
I've emailed you of my statements already. You've already done.
Okay, but regardless,
this is illegal, man.
I still have to have this consultation with.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I've got a prepared statement, and I would like to give you, and you're saying you won't accept that prepared statement.
This is a police station. I need to ask you questions and get. And
I understand. But I'm going to read my statement at you, and you can. I'm going to read my statement out as it sits, and it can be used out because I don't want my statement to be amended or changed. I want my statement to be said as is.
Nobody would be reading out the statement on your behalf anyway. Yeah. That's not how that works.
But I've not been interviewed for this situation.
You wouldn't be interviewed.
I should be interviewed for the criminal damage.
Who would you be interviewed by?
I should have been interviewed by the police when I was... When, do you know, madam, this is the way I see it. Yeah? There was the... I just want you to give me 2 seconds and I will listen. I'll take on whatever you say after. Give me 1 second, please. Yeah? I understand fully where you're coming from with the scope of the law, yeah? But on the day, I truthfully was only read out my legal rights for harassment. When I got to the police station, your solicitor told me, don't answer anything else to do with anything other than harassment. Yeah, so we agreed to that in the thing. We done a prepared statement about harassment, yeah, because no other charge existed. Your solicitor left, and then I've been in the police station. Now, how can the police officer come to me and say to me, you've been no further action for that harassment, but now I'm re-further charging you for a completely separate charge. And I'm saying to you, should be there.
You, I don't think you're listening to what I'm saying. It's not a complete, it's the same matter.
It doesn't say harassment no more, 97.
It doesn't say harassment. Because
it should be about one incident, not two.
They're not saying that you harassed her. The only thing they are saying is that you threatened to blow up her car. They're not.
So why is a video admissible from a year prior? In this case, if this is about a car being blown up,
we're just going around in circles.
It shouldn't be admissible.
All I need to understand is what happened on that day. So can you just explain to me? You said that on that day, you went out to go and get your food, realized that you had something in your bag, and then what happened?
And I wouldn't stand in my corridor normally for longer than 2 minutes, but this time here, that I'd realized the bag was slightly short. Yeah. So I run back, as I was walking to my front door, down my corridor, I turned around and run back out to then shout it to the bloke, yo, to the delivery driver. He's turned around. Now, as and the delivery driver is looking at me, and he's trying to ring the shop outside. Now, he can't get through to his boss. So we're outside for about 10 minutes on the phone while he's trying to get through to the company to find out where the rest of this missing food is. So now, I see this girl drive past. Now, I've never seen Rebecca in my whole entire life drive a car. This girl was walking the week before, and I think she only just passed her driving license around on that day there. That's the first I've ever seen her driving. So I would never have known that she had a car that would have been out there the next day. Never, never, not in a million years. Yes, and I've seen her drive past, and I'm talking to the Chinese, to the Indian bloke still. Now, she's gone into the far car park, which is well away. Now, because of what she's been doing to me and her own guilt, she doesn't want to walk across and go upstairs because she's guilty. So now she's hiding over in the corner. Another gentleman that I know lives on the estate, he works in Tesco, he's a reputable person, an adult, nothing to do with me. He walks past and must see her, so he says hello to her in the car park because I can see him, yeah? I can't see her though, yeah? But because she's in the far corner. But so I think, oh, I'm not going to talk to this bloke no more. How does he not know what she's been doing to me, yeah? Like, and then as he walks past me, he says, "Are you right, Simon?" So me, like an idiot, I'm like, "Are you right to him, yeah?" Like, but really, I'm thinking, like, this guy's like, how's he, you know, everyone knows what she's doing to me, yeah? Now, next thing I know, like, I'm talking to my friend Saeed and the rest of them outside, and bloke tells me, oh, he's made a mistake on the ticket, yeah? That half of the printing receipt hasn't come out. That's why half the food's missing. So he's going to run back to the shop and grab the rest of the food and get me some extra parts and come back. So I say, all right, cool. I go back into my flat. Now I go back outside, grab the food, the bag of food when it finally comes. I say, speak to the rest of my friends outside. There's no problems. I don't see this girl again. I go back into my flat. And now an hour and a half later, the police come and kick my front door down while I'm in my pajamas. And I've just come out of having a major operation. I had all my kidney all cut open. If I show you the size of the scar, I had to go to a private clinic, yeah? And next thing I know, I've got the police kit. I'm passing my medical note out under the door saying this is unfair. And they're battering the door trying to shoot me in the head with a stun gun and the rest of me. Then he's got the stun gun, started hitting me across my head with it and battered me. Then they've made up all of this stuff. Now, all of their police statements are made up for the wrong dates and all the rest of it. And now they're going to take a statement off of her, knowing what I've been saying about. I've got over 200 phone calls of me phoning up about her. Like that. If I show you the recording, I phone the police and say, oh, Rebecca's attacking me.
So, at no point.
No, I've not had nothing to do with her. She's just trying to get me done over for trying to set me up because she's seen the videos and what's on the website about her.
So, what is it that your friend Saeed is saying?
He's saying the same thing. He's saying that he's seen me go outside. He's never seen. Yeah. She never come in the block. She hid over in the car park mostly. I don't think he directly says that. Yeah, in his statement. And what he says is that basically. And he's seen me go out, get the food, and he's watched me come back out and collect the food again. And at no point, like she's saying in her statement, I'm supposed to have gone to the door, out the door, and I'm supposed to be shouting stuff down the street. He ain't. No one else has heard that. And they're all standing there. But she's saying she doesn't know what I was saying. So how can I be in trouble for her not knowing, her thinking that it's me making a noise and not somebody else when there's so many other people out the front? How does she know it's me? Or that I've done anything wrong or... And she doesn't even know what I'm saying.
You bought kids' food. You realize that some of the food.
Yeah, come on.
You told the TV driver you were outside the flat. With the TV driver, you were trying to pull the shop bag.
Yeah.
And then you speak to him and your friend Saeed. You saw her drive past at some point. She went to the car park. She went to the far car park. She was in the car park for a while. Been this time. The delivery driver said he was going to go and get the rest of your food and come back. He got the rest of your food, came back, you got your food, and you went back inside your house. And at no point did you speak to her or even, like, see her, like, you weren't even in front of
her. No, I didn't see her. I've never seen her in a car before. I'd like that noted down as well. I've never seen her in a car before in my whole life. So how would I know to threaten a car that's not going to be there tomorrow? You know, as far as I'm concerned, that she's not supposed to be driving, as far as I'm concerned, or don't own a car. So why would I threaten a car that I don't know exists? It don't make no sense. It's not fair. It's because what she's doing to me, now she knows that she's most likely going to come and park the car out the front, but because she's got a guilty conscience for what she's doing to me, she's had to go to the back car park, and then she's sat over there waiting, and she knows what she's doing, and then I'm just being done over for it. You know what I'm saying? Because she's looking and she knows how much trouble she's going to get. I wouldn't say nothing like that to her. I've got belt marks all up and down my legs from my mum and me being beaten. I've been in so many cases, I'm nothing like that. I promise you, my mother's life, I've been brought here, I'm arguing my dad right now. Because my dad's a priceless story.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
I was in social services my whole life, you know?
That she saw when she was driving she was driving
past the front door.
She saw you, and then she says, she's driven in, she drove around the bend, she could see him, and then she said, once she could see that you weren't there, she walked in with her two children upstairs, so she had to go back downstairs to grab her child's nappy bag, and then she locked the door, went downstairs, but then she said you were already at the bottom of the stairs, and you were saying stuff facing away from her.
How does she know I'm talking to her?
And then she turned around and said, him. No, she, sorry, she says, no, sorry, you say, him. And then she says, what? And then you say, I will blow up the car. I will blow it to the other side of the street. He then said, if you ask, if you come and ask me, I will tell you I didn't do it. She says she's then closed the communal door to put space between us. And then she's walked towards her car. And then she said, at this point, then she's called police.
Madam, can I point out, like, you is like, honestly, like, right now, because of all me being locked up for 10 years on this illegal curfew and being set up, like, I've not got to speak to many smart people, you know, and the people I've spoke to, I've been really depressed in life, yeah, because like, I've just met so many immoral people and different things, you know, like, but I spend a lot of time on my own. I don't go out full stop and I don't meet nobody. I stay on my own, I study and I work hard, yeah. I didn't want to get in on this. I've got a good future plan for me. But what she's trying to do here, if you can just read in between the lines of it, like, how can she accuse me? If I'm not facing her, how can I be accused of saying something to her if she's not sure that I'm saying that to her because I'm not even facing her? Yeah, how does she know that I'm not on the phone when I've turned around? I didn't even see her, yeah? I wasn't paying, I'd paid attention to this woman in my corridor, yeah? And all of the neighbours that were outside were running up saying, none of this has happened, you're out. Well, they watched me with a Chinese bloke standing there trying to get my food, you know, my Indian. Like, in real life, you can even see it, like, most of it is speculative talk, and it's all based on assumption. The only point where she actually says that she might be pretty sure that I've done something is that I've turned around and I've said to her, I've supposedly blew up your car, and she doesn't even know if I was on the phone or I don't remember her or speaking to her, do you know? Like, perhaps her own
paranoia. Do you even remember seeing her?
I remember seeing her drive past me in the car.
No, not at all.
I was with the Chinese bloke and everyone else, Indian bloke and everybody else, getting the Indian. All the other people were outside the front of the block and they would have seen it. Everyone would have heard it when I went outside. No one's heard nothing. She's saying that even when she's left the building, she can't be, she heard me saying stuff that she believes, but she couldn't even work out what I'm supposed to have said. So, like, how is, like I'm in trouble for her walking away and believing that I've said something. In trouble because I'm not facing her as supposed to have said something. Then there's a stage when I'm supposed to turn around and she's walked out the door and, do you know? Like, it's an absolute mockery.
Okay, that's fair. The main thing is just, you said you didn't even see her anyway to have said that.
No, I haven't.
That's the point that we need to make.
And, madam, is it okay if I just hang my head out of the window because I'm near the front door knocking?
Yeah, go.
1 second. Hello? You delivered it, yeah. 1 second, I'm gonna grab it quickly.
No problem.
Sorry about that, I apologize.
Okay, so obviously that's the main thing. Just the other sort of little things about things you said. I just want to get your understanding of that, whether it did happen, that's all you kind of told me. She says that you said that on an occasion you said you will punch her up and you slap up her and the daughter.
When have I special said this?
Same thing for her children's dad.
When was I supposed to have said this? On the 1st of January?
She said, no, she said this occurred on the 29th of December.
This is why this text. I'm sorry, madam, but this is why I know what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. But I've checked. I spoke to a couple of different solicitor firms already about this, and I've got other notes of it because I know a couple of people, and I've spoke to Nova, all the AIs, and everyone has gone over my. You can get an AI to run over all the files in my website, and they will all say that this is completely illegal. That she's allowed to talk about these other dates and other things, and the only thing that I've been charged for is for threats to cause criminal damage to her car under the 1970 Sank Act. Yeah, I've not been charged for harassment. I've not been charged.
She's not saying that you have been.
This is what you were saying about Section 4A. Yeah, there is a thing called Section 4 and 5B. Yeah, and 5A. Yeah, which means 4A is threats against a piece of an article. It means that I'm threatening to damage this. 5B is when I'm threatening a person, yeah?
No, so, it's not. No, it's not.
I've got to tell
that's not what Section 4A is. You haven't been charged with Section 4A. You've been charged with
to cause criminal damage. So how am I being done for all this threatening to do stuff to her? They're completely different
things. I didn't say you have been. I'm just reading what her statement says.
They shouldn't be allowed in there.
But she can, it's her thing. She can say whatever she wants.
She can't say stuff like that. She shouldn't be allowed
she
to make up
the
stuff.
Same way. Then that's the same way that she can say, well, no, you can't say that. She can't tell you what you can and can't say. She's not saying what her statement doesn't mean that it's factual. It's just what she is saying. It doesn't mean that that's
I can understand that in principle. I should go and say what you're saying. But considering that the police don't have enough.
You have to understand, your court case is in a magistrate's court, right? So it's either going to be a magistrate for three people, it will be a judge. Either way, it's going to be people basically like me, like lawyers, right? Who's going to be sitting there and listening? It's not a jury, so it's not six random people who don't even understand how the law works. It's people who understand how the law works, and they understand that the things that she is saying doesn't mean that it is true. Just because she is saying that, it doesn't mean that it is true.
But my statement be her statement.
She's not saying, oh, he has a conviction, he did this to me, and I know that that's not what she's saying. She's given a statement, and she's allowed to say whatever she can say whatever the hell she wants to say. And you can also
say
whatever you want to say.
Madam,
that's what I'm trying to say. So it's literally her word against yours.
That's what I'm saying.
You can go into the court, and you can say all of these things, and you can also say your side of things. And you can say, well, this has been happening. I've been right, my mum's not been right to the council. I've been doing this, I've been doing that, etc., etc.
If given the opportunity.
That's your opportunity.
Yeah, by yourselves, not the prosecutor.
But then you're saying, oh, her statement should be allowed, and that means you can say, well, you're not allowed to say that then.
Yeah, I understand that in principle. In principle, yeah. I fully understand it. But what I'm more like worried about is like because it's like the I understand that but what like it gets to me is that the reason that they're saying that they refuse me bail is because I've been found guilty of an offence against her.
You haven't been found guilty.
Yeah, we know that, but that's why I was refused. That's what's wrote down. That's why I'm refused bail, and that's why all this has happened to me because I'm supposed to be. Even the judge said that. Even the judge has said the only reason that she's put the tag on my leg. Is because she's saying that in the last 25 years, I have been, in the last 2 years, I've been found guilty of committing an offence against her. And the judge is saying, because my criminal record is so tampered, even though it says that I've not been in trouble for 25 years, she can't be sure. She said it aligned in the court, Ash. She's like, I can't be sure if your record is faulted or not, and if you've really been found convicted of doing this to this girl or not in the past. So because of this here, and because this paperwork says that you've been convicted already, I'm going to be
You have been convicted of other offences.
No. She said I've not been in trouble for 20. The reason that I was refused bail in the police station is because I was supposed to have committed another offence against her in the past, and I've been found. That's what she told the police, and that's what she wrote down in the documentation. I was supposed to have been found guilty of doing something to her in the past. And I said to the judges, that's a lie. And the judge said, well, I can see you've been in trouble for 25 years, so I'm finding it hard to understand myself. But considering that there's no CPS paperwork here and there's no, and you ain't got a solicitor here, I think the best thing considering that is to put the tag on to you. Because you can be a risk. Why else would they put the tag on me? They believe that I'm convicted for something else against her. And I'm saying, no, that's not true.
That's not why you... I don't even get what you're trying to say.
They refuse bail at the police station because they're saying that there's more than one offence against this same person, so I'm a higher risk because of that.
Okay.
Which means that they were saying that I've had a guilty conviction, which even the judge said this is wrong.
That's not what that means. It doesn't mean you have had a conviction already. Because somebody who has had no previous conviction, someone who's never even been arrested, can be refused bail from the police station and be remanded to go to court the next morning.
Yeah, depending on the risk, on the risk factors associated and the severity of the case.
And the police believe that there was a risk because you live in the same property. That's what the risk was. The risk was
That would be to a car outside an hour and a half later. There was no risk of immediate danger.
The risk is to her.
No, the harassment case was dropped. The harassment was dropped. And young... Madam, at the police station, the harassment was dropped against her.
No, you need to understand that. This is my job, and this is what I...
I understand that. But you've got to understand, as a paralegal, we all learn as testing the law and understanding different things.
No. You need to listen to what the law is.
I know that I was arrested for... I was arrested... Madam, I know I was arrested for threats against a person.
Are you going to let me finish?
Yes. Of course I will. Of course I will, madam.
What you need to understand is the police have the power to hold you and take you to court at the next available time if they feel that there is a risk to any member of the
public. I understand that. It's just up to the police what they do. But what I'm saying to you, madam...
And then you go to court, and then it's up to the court whether or not they think that you're a risk to any member of the public.
What I'm finding hard to understand, and why I think I just don't want to let it go such in my head here, is because I know that I was nicked for harassment. And I know if harassment is against a person, means that I've done something to you as a person, yeah?
No.
I understand that. That's my whole point here. So now I know that the charge against the person was dropped, yeah? And I know that there was no evidence for them to bring that to court at that time, but new evidence might come to light, which no new evidence has come to light since. That evidence was overviewed by the CPS. So I can understand that principle, but they dropped that. They kept that and kept the other case, and I can understand them talking about the first, allowing the video in and all the rest. But I can't feel it right now that they've dropped the harassment against an indirect or a person, and they've said, okay, now this is against property. So they're two massive different identities. But you're allowing both of them to be entwined in one, even though I've got the certificate for the harassment against that person. Because you're going to allow them to question me about that aspect of it when that shouldn't be allowed.
It's the same incident.
No, I'm being threatened for a car.
They are talking.
They're two different days.
The incident which happened on the 2nd of August.
Yeah, on the 2nd. So why does it say the 1st now? Why does it say the 1st of the 1st for a harassment case that was no further action? Like her statement and the way that her and the way that the
police.
I just
told you. Yeah, I understand. She's allowed to say whatever she wants to say in her statement. That's her statement. She can say whatever she wants to say. That's up to her.
I understand.
Nobody can tell her that she's not allowed to say certain. She's not allowed to say, oh, you have been convicted of. Which she hasn't said. She's not said you have been convicted of anything. The people who are going to decide whether or not you should or shouldn't be convicted will know that you have not been convicted of any offence to do with her.
Or anything of a similar kind. Only if I've been a little bit with the police when I was a younger, a child. Go away, leave me alone, stop harassing me, and fucking all that. Like a little bit when I was a child. I'm not being in trouble in over 25 years.
Yeah. So the people who will be hearing your case, remember, I keep telling you, it's not a jury. So it's literally lawyers who are deciding whether or not you are guilty or not guilty. So they understand the law, they understand how the law works, and they understand that you have not been found guilty of any offence to do with her. So when she's saying certain things, she's saying, he did this, blah, blah, blah. They're not taking that as, like, fact. They're not saying that, oh, that's a fact. That's just what she said.
Do you feel that I should be married?
This case is literally her word against
you. Yeah, do you think I should be merited for that? Do you think the case should be allowed to trial under that?
She is going to go to court and she's going to say, well, this happened to me, da, 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 this happened to me on that day, blah, 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 blah. She's going to say whatever she wants to say. We're going to cross-examine her and say, well, no, this happened. That's not how it happened. Da, da, da. we're gonna sort of like fear on him, be like, no, that's not, you're lying, you're lying. Basically, we're gonna be telling her you're lying.
If I give you videos of her attacking me, would that help?
And then you would then have the opportunity to then say your side of the story. You'll have the opportunity to go on the stand and you'll be able to have the opportunity to say your side of the story and say, well, no, that's not what happened. This is what happened. She's been doing this to me, he's been doing that to me. This is what I meant.
If I give you the file that proves that.
When I on the 2nd of August, I never even saw her. I never said anything to her. That would then be your side.
Can I ask? Okay.
She's telling her side of whether
I know that.
She's just telling her.
Because I don't like the fact that I understand, madam, that most cases. Do you think there should be more cases where there's just one person feeing another person? And like I'm saying, cases like this, the court should be very wary of allowing next to them in the beginning. And it's a bit unfair seeing that, like, obviously, like, I've got all this evidence proving what she does to me. If I give you videos of what she's been doing to me, is that submittable?
I mean, if you think about it, a lot of crime cases are just one person going against another. I mean, take an example of an offence of rape.
That's a serious offence. And there's normally DNA involved.
But with rape,
that's assault against a person.
Yes, but it's one person's word against another.
That's it with intent.
Premeditated. Hold on. Even with something as simple as common assault, if there is no, let's say, video evidence, it is literally one person's word another. It's literally one person saying, oh,
it scares me to be put next to it.
My boyfriend's literally one person saying, my boyfriend slapped me in my face, and the boyfriend saying, no, I
yeah, can't. Yeah, that becomes antisocial. Yeah, social and domestics.
One person's word against another.
That's why John Major gave the powers to make it so that you're allowed to come inside of our homes. Because every policy used to have in a public place, but then in the 2003, they started realising they needed to get into people's homes because there was these domestics happening. So John Major and that went in and took in a public place out of the new Aswad bill and out of the policies, which allowed the police the rights into the houses now to prevent social and domestic events like what we were just talking about. It scares me that you're putting me up against that stuff. I've never been in none of that in my life.
That is literally what a lot of crime cases are. It's literally one person's word against another. And I guess it's just about, really and truly, it's just about who can convince the judge that they're the one telling the truth more. Obviously, in other cases where there's video evidence, TV, things like that, there's none of that in this case. Literally just her word against yours. There's literally none of that. There is no... The only evidence is her. That's it.
And I wouldn't even call her evidence, considering that she's already said lies in the room.
It's just in legal terms, it's called evidence. That's.
But would you say that she? Does she lose weight in her? Does it? Would you say her statement loses weight in the court of law, considering the first half of it says that I've done stuff in a video, and that video doesn't prove that I've done that, and then the CPS said they couldn't even charge because that evidence was not right.
First part of her statement is background. That's what they would say. They would say.
Yeah, but would you merit it? Would you give how much weight would you give? I'm talking about weight to that evidence. I understand what it is in principle. Yeah, but her first part of her statement. How much weight would you give that?
It's irrelevant.
Towards the actual threats towards the car.
Towards the actual thing that you're charged with. It's irrelevant.
It shouldn't even be present.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Obviously. That's personal opinion, but we can't tell her what she can.
Did you know you was going to be a solicitor from young?
Why?
I'm just curious. You've got good brain on your head. You're stubborn, though. Okay. You're stubborn, but you have to be because you're used to meeting.
Yeah, well, I knew I'd be arguing, so I guess so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's literally the first part of the statement is it is kind of irrelevant. The only part that anybody cares about is the 2nd of August, where she's saying you said. You threatened to blow up the car. That's the only bit that's relevant. That's the only bit that they're really going to be listening to. And then obviously, she's going to say whatever she wants to say. We'll cross-examine her. And then you then have your opportunity to say what you want to say. And of course, you hear what you're saying as well. I know what you said about statements, but you'll have an opportunity to stand in front of the judge and say exactly what your point of view is. The only reason why we have to say is because in this case, she is the victim. I do quotes because, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the alleged victim, I say, in these circumstances. The alleged victim. Yeah, exactly. But you can read in between the lines, because you know when you've dealt with so many people, you can tell when something's right and when something's not right, or you have your own Do you know, and that's what you use after basically, like you're saying, it's down to use at the end of it, like, you know, at the end of it. Like, yeah.
I mean,
this doesn't feel right, does it? Does it feel, does it seem right to you with what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Like, if you went now, you've like sort of listened to myself, but what I'm saying, well, she was victimizing me before, and I've got all these emails proving that.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously, all of this stuff is background, so all of this stuff is relevant. Can I? Even, it's things that we would need to bring up, which obviously, which is why I wanted to have the meeting to discuss, like, what's actually happened, like, leading up to this. So now we sort of know these things. What if we
do you think we're going to be ready for trial for the 13th?
Yeah, why not?
Because I would like to. I know that I've got lots of documents that you're saying now in the build up, and I feel like I've sent loads of them over to you, lot. And I know that, like, my statements, for instance, things that I feel that they should have been read through and taken more seriously. And had that been done, a lot of things would have been done. I can understand you sort of watering things and now taking control of it. Saying, well, this is what we're going to let.
There isn't, in terms of your case, the only thing that there really is to do was to speak to you. There isn't. Unless obviously you have
the body cam,
a video from, yeah, you know what I mean?
What about the police body cams that prove all the other statements? It's irrelevant. There's people walking up to them police on those body cams saying, she's lying. People are, I don't know, just wreck. Because that's what happens. There's random people going up to them when I'm on the floor.
So the body cam they have is from when you were arrested.
I hurt myself, by the way. Can you see how bad I hurt myself here?
Yeah, I know. It wasn't.
Can you see this? Can you see that in the camera?
See what?
There, like there, where I marked myself. A bit.
A bit, yeah.
Have I got like that? Look, can you see? Do you know what I've done?
Yeah.
Like a year ago, I went out on an electric scooter. To go to the shop to get a can of kidney peas, but then I come off the scooter, bang my head on the floor. So I'm really changed. Right, mate. I'm trying to get used to it. I'm being stuck here. I've had it. I'm a mess. I've been pitting my nan's ass, and I just worked out that my dad's been staying here. I'm a Cordell, my paperwork, it says Cordell, but everyone knows me as a Benjamin. And my brother and sister is a Benjamin. So I went to school as Benjamin. So my dad got put here by my mum's really ill at the moment, and my nan and that died. And my dad's been staying in the house. He's hid the house from us, sort of thing. I'll come here, and the old house is ruined. And like, he's trying to transfer the name, I've just realised, into the Benjamins, into my younger brothers, and avoid this net house going into mine. I just ended up in a massive argument about it. I basically walked to this.
Whose house are you in now?
This is my nan's house, so it belonged to my mum's side of the family. And when I was born, they were scared to put me in my dad's surname, so they put me as Cordell. And one time I remember...
Whose surname is that then?
Which is my mum's surname. My dad's surname is Benjamin, so my dad always had the ump. And when he had the other son, my brother, was put into Benjamin. So he knew that I was his child, but he treated me funny as the Cordell and his dad did, sort of thing, if that makes sense. I was never accepted into that side of the family and lived here a lot. Now, my dad's fell off his feet for a little while, so my mum put him up in here after my nan died. And he's been in this house, in the Cordell's house. And he's let the old house go to absolute waste. Then he's trying to transfer the name now with my younger brother into the Benjamins. Then my brother's already got like 4 children and the rest of them. And I've just been set up for 10 years with an ASBO. Like, basically, they threw an ASBO outside my front door for the organisation of illegal rage. If something's illegal, you must be arrested. They never arrested me. Then... Like in the ASBO, it said 5 events, and it accused me of throwing parties while I was on curfew. My mum went and copied the Facebook profiles of the people that done it, they all used their first names. But if I handed them over to the prosecution, I'd become a super grass. So I've had to sit and ride, and they gave me 8 years to ride hybridness. So I've had to ride the whole 8 years and not grass up on everyone. I've got all the Facebook accounts now, and it's horrible. Now I'm lost. I ain't got a child properly. I have no family, and now I've come here. My dad's trying to transfer this into the Benjamins, and hang on a second. So now I'm in a one-bedroom flat, and I'm getting banged at over there and attacked by the likes of Rebecca, and I've been asking you up front, you could have brought me here all this time.
Yeah.
Sort of, honestly. I really just want to get back out, and I've been tidying up, decorating. Yeah. It sort of helped.
This ends, you've got 2 weeks, so hopefully... you know, we get a good result as well. And then
I don't want a criminal record, because I can reckon I can turn and help a lot of people with what's happened to me, you know. And I'm not going to get a lot of people into trouble. Like, the reviewing teams ain't going to get into too much trouble for what's happened here, yeah? It's just like they made some serious errors. But I can get what I need, and I can really do what I'm supposed to do and set what I believe my destiny is to be. And that's a big thing, so it's talks here. So I just want to go down the right path and not let nothing void me off, especially something like this. If that makes any sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I've kept my nose clean. I won't even go out my front door. Like, they wanted me to go out and throw parties and getting involved in. I just stayed indoors and wouldn't risk it, because otherwise I do get a criminal record. If I breach the ASPO, I've got a criminal record. So I stayed in for the 8 years and just never went out of my mates. Now I need that time.
There's only one body and you can't really, It obviously just shows like when they come to your door and obviously went open the door and when you did open.
Can I have a copy of it?
The body one.
Yeah, the body one.
Yeah, sure. I'll email it.
Thank you.
It's 24 minutes long. But yeah, I'll email it to you. But it doesn't really show anything. It kind of just shows them kind of.
It's not so much to use up one or address in this case. You'd rather do, you're going to deal with the practicalities based on what they're based on. Hopefully, I should get a good result of a trust in
you. Yeah, exactly. We literally just need to just base everything on what we have in front of us. The body worn, I don't really know why.
I'd like a copy of it for myself if I can have that, please.
Yeah, I will. It doesn't show anything. It's not like they're trying to tell you you're being charged with resisting arrest or anything. It's literally irrelevant. I
didn't do anything wrong. It's out of order. What happened? What really happened to me was out of order. See, now, can we talk about, now, obviously, we know that okay, another way, because obviously, like, my way is obviously to get rid of a statement and to get rid of the case. Yeah? So I've tried one way, which you've explained to me and I understand, but another way that I thought of it is, like, the police's statements that are frauded, that we can clearly see are frauded, that this incident happened on the 2nd. Now, one police officer has done a statement on the 22nd of 2022, so that statement can't be used. The other police officer has done a statement on the 1st of the 8th, 2025. The incident never really happened till the 2nd. So both police officers' statements are fraud. There's three state, four state. They're both frauded really badly. And you could...
I wouldn't say that they were frauded. I would just say that they have made mistakes in the day.
No.
But the context of the incident is the same.
But I'm not happy for those statements to be used, considering the fact, because he's not just like that he's dated it the 1st and the 1st of the 8th, so-and-so. He's actually said on Friday the 1st as well. So he's done that two entries. That is fraud under the Fraud Act, under Section 1AB. Until the 2006 Fraud Act, that is.
It's not fraud.
It's public. It's a public offence to maintain any document for the use of the purpose to which it was intended. It's fraud. That's fraud under the 2006 Act.
Fraud, because he wouldn't say he intentionally put the wrong date.
No, but he's done it twice. He's done it to maliciously make a document so he can use it to convict me.
No, that's
to use it as an act of fraud. You don't want to go down that path, and I respect that. I'm not going to go down
that. It's not about that. The police officer's statements are literally irrelevant in your case. The police officer's statements don't make a difference as to whether or not you will.
I understand that.
The only thing in the police officer's statement is they're talking about your arrest. That's irrelevant. It doesn't have anything.
But this is where it does. This is where it does, madam.
Hold on. What you're on trial for is just the threat.
They took her statement. If they're fraudulent in their own statements and they took her statement, then that can mean that, because if you can prove that their statements are fraudulent, then they're saying that she's took her statement. Their statements are clearly, they have police in the pocket notebooks. The second that they go back to those police stations, their time stamp. Now, they've pretended that they've done their statements on the 2nd of January, but you can prove that they've really done the statements on the 30th of August. That's completely illegal. That's tampering of court evidence and everything.
Not, it's not money.
You can't full time stamp any document and sign it as an official document. When you sign that document, it says you know that this document is not filled in to the best of your knowledge, 100% accurate. So if you sign the date and say, okay, really, I know that I should have done this. I'm saying I've done this statement on the 2nd, but because I never really done it on the 2nd, like I was supposed to, I've made a mistake and wrote 1st. Then on top of that, I've actually said on the Friday the 1st, because it's not he's done it once, they've done it twice in the same statement. If he had just dated it wrong, I can understand, but he hasn't. He's actually done that, and that is making a document to send me to prison. That is an article for fraud.
Going to prison because the document is irrelevant.
I understand what you're about. Okay, you don't want to go down the path. Right? If it was a serious case, and I was worthwhile, would you consider it?
No, wait. The reason why I'm saying it's irrelevant because that has nothing to do with what you're on trial.
But they took her statement.
The only thing that the officers witnessed was arrested. They didn't witness you allegedly.
They took her statement.
So the statements are completely irrelevant. The police officers probably won't even come to court. It doesn't matter. It doesn't.
I've asked for them to come to court, but I asked for them to come to court, and I did ask it. I know if you don't want them to, and I'm going to have to trust you on this, yeah, and I've just, you know, I've spoken to you with honesty, and I can see through that I'm not silly, but I don't like to be brought this far if I know that I've got something that I should argue. I think you'd be the same. You'd be kicking off going mad if it was the other way.
The officers, they're not doing anything.
They're not. Like, yeah, what they've done, what actually happens is, that police officer knows that he's trying to help his codees. It's called helping someone else, avoiding helping someone else.
When you were arrested, how does that help the case of whether or not you did or didn't say?
Because that police officer, maliciously had a panda and treated me horrible. He forwarded a statement against me. Then he went upstairs and took the statement off of her and helped her procure her statement. Yeah, and now none of the statements can be accurate because we believe that they're supposed to have happened on the 2nd, but clearly they were forwarded well after because they've got the dates wrong as the 1st and the rest of it. So how can we believe anything that's in that statement and that they should all be contended against under that one that they took? She was the evil police officer that come down to my door and booted my door and wouldn't listen or wouldn't have let my medical know or do anything. And then she's telling me you're being nicked for harassment. This is it, harassment. And then she's gone and took the statement for harassment, and then, but obviously they can say it now that it's happened that way. It can be used that way, but at the end of it, they were biased against me, and their statements proved that in the beginning, that they're matured and that they took a statement of somebody else while they were maturing their own statements and in that frame of mind. They're supposed to be an in between. They're supposed to be neutral, an independent body, and not favouring any sign.
Okay, so the only witness for this trial is Rebecca. That's it.
Yeah.
The police officers are not even coming to court. They're because I guess as I
you're
said,
doing them a favour.
No, it's not about
the company is doing. The company is doing them a favour.
Their statement is irrelevant. Their statement has nothing to do with anything.
Them doing forward statements like that and being the case handlers in the beginning. And all of the documents that I've got here is him, the same police officer that's forwarded the statement is the one that done it all to me. And me saying to him, this is illegal what you're doing, it's all in everything. It's bang out of all. I understand what you're saying, though, but I don't think my life should be put on the line just so that any other company can.
Why? How come you didn't open the door?
I went to the door because I'm so scared of them because of the way they treat me. If you ever look at all the other people, I've got 200 recordings and the police are going to me down the phone. You're a black bastard. You've been robbed. There's nothing you do. We set you up for the iceberg. All the neighbourhood whoppers teams are laughing down the road. Ha, ha, ha. There's nothing you can do. You've been set. Because they didn't realise I was recording them all. Now because I'm recording them all, they're all trying to murder me. You know, it's one of the worst things I could have bloody done you. If I play you the videotapes and all the audios, you'd be like, oh my God, like, you really have grown. I can understand why this is happening to you now. You know what I'm saying?
Would you say, obviously, as you can see, I'm black as well, so I kind of get the whole, like, with the police thing, like, how they...
I thought I was getting rid of race from parties here, because I'm going into north, south, east, west when I was, and before, it was all the adults to me. They're selling other things. I didn't want to be involved in that, so I've gone my own way and bought speakers, yeah? And now I've linked up all north, south, east, and west. And now at the end of it, like, I'm thinking that I'm doing a good thing and that I'm going to be brought through. But they went to play the division between me and me. at that time, I never thought of anything. I thought racism had been pushed away and that's why I was being allowed to do what I was doing. So now that they've done this to me, I find myself actually thinking about racism, whereas 3-5 years ago, I thought it had vanished almost, you know? Like, I find myself in a horrible place like that now, and where I can relate to it.
So would you say it's like because of just how they've dealt with you in the past, basically, that's why you didn't want to open the door?
Yeah, because, that's basically the truth. Yeah. It wasn't that I didn't want to do that. I wanted to give myself a fair opportunity and them a fair opportunity to be able to analyse the true circumstances. So I wanted to give them my medical note. I wanted to show them that I'm not fit to go to, and that I'm not someone that's going to squander. Mm-hmm. You know my address. You can go through my solicitor firm and arrange a meeting with me about this. You can be a lot more civil. This is an hour and a half over, and there's no risk of immediate danger. Like, and none of it was respected at the time. And,
So you wanted to, like, do a voluntary?
Yeah, I wanted to do a voluntary. I was offering that in the recordings. You can hear me. I want to come to look, take my medical note. I'm too ill to go. I've got a complete sick note before next. I've just come out of an operation and all of that. And I'm trying to show them, and I'm going to go and get the medical note. I'm in my pyjamas. How can there be any, if you're accusing me of damaging a car, like, sort of thing, like, mm-hmm. And I'm in here an hour and a half late in my pyjamas, you know, yourselves know that there's no risk here. Like, what the heck, just let me go back to sleep. And if you really feel it's saying that, you want me to come to the police station at that, or give me a first warning at least. Tell me if there's any more problems tonight, then we're going to be arresting your son. But you ain't even giving me a fair first warning. Considering all the records, you know what I'm saying? And then bam, that was it. By that time, the woman had, she was on me, and she's telling the bloke to boot the door down. You can imagine the rest from there.
Yeah, I did watch, obviously, it wasn't nice, and I did obviously see you were trying to explain about your, could see your, your bandage, where you obviously had an operation. What was that for?
I had my, I had a hernia, so my whole stomach had fell out of my body. And I could push my whole stomach and go back and back, massive. So they just done. They had to send me to a private place, and I was lucky to get that.
Oh, so they removed the hernia.
No, the hernia is, say like you've got a carrier bag here, which is fat. In your stomach, we know that our stomach looks like a load of sausages. That fat there has our skin pushed up against it. That fat can get a hole in it, and the sausages will come out. Your sausage will blow up like a balloon. Now, so they can't cut it off because they'll be cutting your stomach in half. They have to push it back inside and then mesh on it to seal your stomach from coming outside of the fatty carrier bag. So tender the fatty stuff's a Tesco bag, and then you've got loads of sausages. The fatty bag's got a hole in it and it's blowing up. Mine's got that. Oh, well.
So they went inside to put it down.
Yeah, they had to cut me completely open just here. Look, through. I don't know if you can see it there. They have to just slice me just here like that from there to there. Yeah. And my stomach was out here in the skin. It sits in, and then it had to be pushed back in. And then that was it. So it's very serious. It wasn't like...
Yeah. No, I'm
wrong. There was no way I was going to cause it. And I didn't even know the car belonged to her like that.
Yeah.
So it didn't make sense.
Yeah. So that's literally what we'll be going into and saying. Obviously, like I said, she's going to say what she's going to say on the stand. Try to not say, like, say anything when she's saying it. I know, obviously, it's going to be irritating to hear it, but...
Are you going to be attending yourself?
No. So it won't be me. It will be my colleague, Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Is Andrew all right, though? I bet he is. He's good, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he's very good. Very experienced.
He's a barrister. Is he the barrister?
No, so he's a solicitor advocate. He's not a barrister. He's an advocate.
So what does that mean? So I'm not
basically so barristers usually go to town court. They don't really do like magistrates court, so they usually do like I guess the obviously very, very, very serious stuff. So they usually in the town court, but a solicitor like advocate usually goes to a magistrates court. So that's what Andrew does. Andrew more or less just does trials like back to all the time. That's kind of like
Is he the gentleman that was supposed to have dealt with me before and on the other occasion? He's always in hibernation and cool. Is he a white guy? He moved quite old, a bit older.
He is white. It might have been. Did you see? No, because it said on the file, it says the last person that that was in court for you, his name was David.
Yeah.
Did he have hair?
Yeah, a little quirky hair.
That was David.
He's a danger. He's a magician, isn't he? He's a dangerous guy.
He's a dangerous guy.
He's lived in the court for too long. He's like Michael Carroll. Because that's it. I was Michael Carroll's client, yeah? And Michael Carroll done his work experience on me. So he was a civil solicitor, and I met him when we were children. I had a big friend network. So we helped him build the Michael Carroll & Co. solicitors, and I've become his project there. Then once he had done that, I got loads of no further actions. That's why I'm known. I got nicked every day on one, but I listened to him and I learned instead of, and I didn't go down the wrong route. And that's why I'm still sort of standing there, just about. But then he's gone and got Josephine Ward, and I've become her project ex as well. So I've ended up with like 100 no further actions on my record, you know what I'm on about? And none of them are for serious crimes. And it's all because I've been done for work experience, but I've learned a bit of the law. And now, now when someone looks at my record, it's like, well, he's got 100 wins and we've got like 10 here. So now it's like a game to them rather than, it's unfair.
Yeah. But I mean, we can only try. Andrew, he is very good. He's very experienced. So
Did you have work experience when you had to train? So did you have a client that was your work, like project X and a project Y?
No, I didn't really. As in, like, when I started doing this, did I do work?
Yeah. Pardon?
No, I kind of just got the job and, like, got stuck in. I didn't really have any work experience for it. I did do work experience when I was in secondary school in a law firm, but it wasn't even in crime. I think it was in like immigration, something really boring.
Isn't it normally now part of the thing that you have to do that to get your solicitor's degrees? You have to do part of the work and do all these different parts of it.
Well, this is what I'm doing now. So this part of my training, so I'm a trainee.
So it's basically happening again,
So what I'm doing now, that is part of my, so you have to do 18 months of recognised training. So this now, part of
your recognised training. Because I've done all the civil, criminal, I've studied so much law, it's unrealistic. Yeah. I know most of it off in the back of my head. There ain't many laws that you can say to me and I wouldn't tell you what year and section I've studied.
I mean, I barely even remember the caution off the back of my head.
I can remember the caution, I know every human right off by heart. I know all my UK human rights. I know all my international, I know all the treaties to the, I've studied every, I'm doing all consumer laws right now, 2015, I've just won 31,000 off of trip.com. I'm doing loads of companies, I've been going through little things with them where I'm playing games and just learning different parts of law and that.
I mean, it's always good to learn things, so why not?
Yeah, it was different, because I was building a festival and everything like that, it meant that studying different parts of it, all full of memorandums and for doing capital and share and everything. After what happened, I've not met too many nice people, you know. Get locked on curfew for 10 years, it's not a nice thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go to prison, you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that something I can guarantee you, or?
I mean, I can't say of 100% that you're not, from my personal opinion and from a legal point, this is not an invisible offence.
The severity of it.
You understand how the sentencing guidelines work, right?
Pardon?
You understand how the sentencing guidelines work,
right? Sentence, 100%.
So within the sentencing guidelines, the starting point is a low community order. If you were convicted, is category 2C. It's quite low. The starting point.
But because we have to keep it a local, it like 6 months. The maximum would be, a year or 6 months at the lower court?
What, in a magistrate?
Yeah, magistrate's man.
Yeah, it's a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you wouldn't.
I don't want no record on my record. Have you seen my criminal record? Did you see the copy of what I've returned it and how I can prove it's all frauded? Have you seen.
No, when I say I can see your PNC. So I can just
seen a copy of what I sent you back and how my whole PNC is frauded? Every entry is frauded. All of my reprimand dates. Have you not seen? I've sent you all the links, but you can't see it all.
Be because you're sending links. We are very much told off clicking on links.
Yeah, because of what can happen.
A lot of people, exactly. Yeah,
and because you're sitting. And especially with what just happened to. Who did that just happen to? This week, someone else it just happened to. To. one of the car companies just got hacked with one of the massive things. Yeah. So they can't get none of the Jeeps out and all the rest of it. And I think Jeep or something got done. They've almost gone bankrupt.
Yeah. So we're very like if we get like blitz, like they're very much like.
But you're allowed to go to a website, ain't you?
Yeah, of course, yeah. But it's just like if we receive links from people, we tend to just not click on it because obviously you just never know. And obviously, yeah, if we get hacked, like literally, we have so many people's lives and files and stuff that are obviously completely private and posted.
So when I'm sending you all these files, you just can't see them like that. You're not really, because I'm sending you like links to click on that. But I can show you now, like, because they've submitted my criminal record. I can show you that my.
If anything is relevant to this case, then I think it would be best if you send it like as a document rather than a link. Because if I get a link, I probably won't click
on it. Alright, that makes
sense. Just because I don't want.
I've sent you like loads. That's because I'm feeling a bit hurt.
They say it's me.
Like. I can show you Rebecca how she's banging on my front door, like how the inside of my flat pictures and stuff like that. I can show you everything, but
can't you send it just as a video?
I can send you just a video now of my criminal record. So my criminal record, how?
No, not of that. Because I'm talking about like for the case, the things that I can show Andy.
I don't know how to send it all in that. I can send them as far, but some of them are really like are hard to see. Like to send, I can send you like a link of my video now, like a bit, but it'll show you the what's happened in my criminal record and why me and Hybrian isn't in court are chasing me. If that makes
sense. No. I'm literally just talking about just for this case.
Yeah.
If you have anything that's relevant, then obviously you can send it to me. But if you can try and send it like. As a video or picture.
This is a video now, yeah? And they sent a copy of my criminal record in this case, yeah? Now, this is me showing you how my whole criminal record is frauded. And the reviewing teams at Hybrian isn't in court right now keep setting me up, and so does the one at Metropolitan Police, because my mum went to the courts and she got them to check Hybrian as registered, and they found that none of my cases were in the memorandums of the convictions. So when they went downstairs into the court, my mum, when we go to court or get nicked by the police will take a printout of our criminal records. That I've got like 36 printouts and 31 convictions on them. My mum brought those convictions to the courts and they said that they're not in the records in the courts. So now my mum was supposed to get them deleted and the courts were talking about it and they're all agreeing that they should be deleted, but they've just refused to delete them. My mum's gave me those files. Now, I've gone over the whole record. I requested the true files out of ACRO, and I've compared them. Now, all of my offence dates at the police stations were closed. So, say, like, I've been nicked today at 7 o'clock at night for a small amount of weed, yeah, on that offence 41. It will say in the ACRO report that I went to court on that same day at 9 o'clock at night, and Hybrian Islam court was opened up, and then I was given bail for a year and a half. So I spoke to Hybrian Innocent Court, and Hybrian Innocent Court said, well, this couldn't have happened. The court was closed at this time. The court was closed at this time. The court was closed. You couldn't have done all this. You can't be charged by the police station at 7:30, then put your plea in on the same day at 11 o'clock at night. And so they've looked at my whole record and said the whole lot's fake. Now, have you ever seen The Great Train Robbery? When they take all the money off the train. Yeah, and he goes, oh, it's too much money when they put it in the room, yeah? That was £24 million they got, yeah? And I in today's value, that £24 million that they spread between the nine of them is worth £54 million. When the council gave me their policies, they gave me £50 million for each year backdating 10. So I got the Great Train Robbery times 10 just in that there. Then I went and got the same off of the NHS because they made me a complete fabricated mental health record trying to help the police. And I can prove the whole record was frauded. So they've never diagnosed me of nothing, but they've gave me all the records. Now, they've gave me all their insurance policies saying unlimited, unlimited, unlimited. Now, I'm allowed to claim whatever I want. So I couldn't work out how to get 50 million out of the money. So now, because my criminal record was frauded for 10,000 days, from 96 till today's date, what's been worked out is that I'm allowed a minimum wage for every day. I could have been a doctor in 96 or could have had a good career, because I've got an identity crisis and someone's made up a complete record for me, then I'm tamper. So I get minimum wage for each day, and that worked out to £31 million. Then there's a thing called the litigant fees. Now, if I act litigant on my own, I'm allowed to claim under the new law 2025 and in retrospectual, I'm allowed to claim my correspondence between me and you, like your use up the charge, yeah? So I'm allowed to charge for all of my stuff if I'm writing a letter now and claiming against somebody, and I've proved that case to be won. So that works out to about £15 million just in the thousands of emails. So I've managed to work out how to get the 50 mil out of it, and I've just done the N1 claim form, got all my pre-action conduct there and all the evidence in it, and I just submit that over in a minute. But just before I submit it, I'm getting a couple of grabs and punches, you know, which is well expected. But
yeah. Okay. Right. So what I've basically written down is obviously we spoke about the video in
it's 2:29, first attempt 25. We're going for the meeting again because the timing seemed to be wrong. They say 2:30, she said 2:15, then fell down and says 1:30. They should need to have time logs and things like that. That doesn't seem to have it. Or access to your call. It's supposed to, but inside the level, but it wants you to draw the same email. Very few minutes. Oh. This is going to be telephone call to Tuffers. So no one has responded to your request. Please join again. It's more than alarming, it's concerning. This is distressing and alarming. There's like 12 days to a trial and I've been able to victims and an alleged person turning up or an alleged victims on. The spirit of time went up. But first, she says this. So this was happening. We're in the email. Here it says, meeting with some folder, when, where, blah, 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 Tuesday. So that's perfect. I'll be in there for 8. Join the meeting, and I click. Yeah. That has accepted wins over. I don't understand why it says I've accepted this and I'm just accepting whatever that whatever she's it. Sure. I've just clicked yes, I'm going. That's what I've clicked. Oh, yes, hello. 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 How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Okay, hi, yeah, I'm Nicole, I've been emailing you. I'm just assisting Andrew with things, so Andrew is the one who'll be doing the trial. But I'm just helping him to prepare for your trial.
Okay.
Yeah?
That's perfect.
I think you did meet with Andrew when you were at court, was it? Was Andrew with you?
No, I've not met anybody, I've just met one lady.
Oh.
I've never met anybody. The first time that I was arrested, I was brought to the court. And when I was brought to the court in the sector secure, I was brought up. Someone come downstairs and he said he was acting for yourselves. He quickly made me sign some bit of paper. Wouldn't even let me speak. And then he disappeared. And then there was no one in the court representing me. They granted me bail on my own. But what they said is that the CPS paperwork wasn't there. There was no CPS paperwork. So they were quite shocked for this case to have gone ahead. But that was for obvious reasons, because of they swapped the charge and I was never arrested. But I've never been arrested for this charge. I've never been interviewed. Yourselves come to the police station. I've been nicked for harassment. A girl's done a statement which she supplied a video for, which was for January. Now that statement, once I've been interviewed with your solicitor firm, they've left. And the police officer's come out, he's dropped the harassment charge, and then he's just charged me with another charge, like for threats. And I wasn't arrested, interviewed, I asked if Uzot can be called, they refused for Uzot to be called, and everything. And then I was taken in a secure van, I was brought to the police and to the courts, and the courts didn't even have no paperwork there, there was no solicitor in the court. And the CPS would have had the paperwork had they reviewed the case and agreed for that second charge to be submittable for court. So, like, I'm not being interviewed, I've not been anything for this charge. It's so unfair.
But what I can see from this is you were interviewed on the 3rd of August and you provided a prepared statement.
For harassment.
Which said, so you were arrested for a for a public order.
No, I wasn't, madam, honestly, I was arrested for harassment, 1997, I promise you that, and okay. Your solicitor firm, in the interview room, he made me do a prepared statement, which I was well happy with him doing. I took his legal advice, and that statement, we was only talking about harassment. In the interview tape, the police officers tried to question me about other things, and even the solicitor said, he's not being arrested for these things, and you're not allowed to talk to him for as long as...
So the prepared statement, I did not use any threatening words towards my neighbour. I did not threaten to blow up her car, and I did not cause her any harassment, alarm, or distress.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, that's possible. Yes. And the solicitor wrote it. The solicitor wrote it down.
So that's what this trial is for. It's for the making threats to blow up her car.
No, madam.